Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We hang in there along with all of you at 5:04 on this Wednesday. Chris Hello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Gwynn and Chris. I don't know about you guys out there, but we're having a ball looking up Tony Gwynn Sr.'s all-time baseball statistics and how he's done against every pitcher that he's ever faced. And highly recommend, if you have some time to kill, gee, who doesn't, go to baseballreference.com, find Tony Gwynn Sr. You can find Tony Gwynn Jr. too. They got the same stuff for him available.
It's not going to be as fun, though.
It's not as fun.
I can promise you that.
Well, we did find out a couple of cool things, though. You faced four Hall of Famers in your career. You remembered facing three of them because I quizzed you on this. The one that you did the best against, you actually slipped your mind a little bit, but I thought your comment was funny. You did face, who were the four again? Smoltz,
Maddox, Hoffy,
Trevor Hoffman. We know you faced Trevor Hoffman. Right. Everybody knows you faced Trevor Hoffman. But the guy that you didn't remember facing, but you did well against, was Roy Halladay, the late Roy Halladay. You had 3-for-6 against him, but I loved your comment on that. When I said, "Man, you were 3-for-6 against him," and you said,
"I got lucky.
He
let me off the hook twice.
He had you, and
he had me so crossed up. He was throwing his cutter, and it was just like every time you think you can get to it, and it's on your hand,
darting somewhere else.
And then he decided to throw a curveball for some reason, and I just flipped it.
Tony,
in the right
hit one.
Thank you."
Doesn't happen often with Hall of Famers.
No, it doesn't.
Does not happen.
I fared well against the four. Because I didn't have that many at-bats.
You didn't have a lot of at-bats. No. But, hey, look, you can tell Trey and the rest of the Gwynn household, you faced four Hall of Famers.
I did.
Nothing wrong with being able to claim that. Go to baseballreference.com. You can have some fun looking up Tony's dad's stats and how he did against every other pitcher in his career. I mean, it's amazing what the website can provide you with
it
nowadays. And you can see just to everybody he faced, and it's unbelievable that he hit over 300 against every pitcher he faced practically for an entire career. It's just it's amazing to see. So anyway, we've been having some fun with that during the breaks. On the program today, coming up in just a little while, Beto Duran, one of our favorite guys from L.A., is going to join us. We'll catch up and see what's going on in his world. That's in about 15 minutes.
I wonder when he faced Hoffman. When he faced Trevor, it had to be with
your dad?
Yeah. Had to be before he became a, I mean, obviously before he became a Padre. It must have been like
when he was
a Marlin. A
quick Marlin. Did he face? He faced Trevor, obviously. So you and your dad both faced Trevor.
They have him as 0-for-1 in here.
Yeah, I'm 0-for-1. So it must have been with the Marlins.
Had to be.
Right? Because after, by the time he got to the Brewers, your dad had already
retired.
Yeah, he retired. Yeah. Gwynn and Chris is brought to you by Sonic Drive-Ins here in San Diego. Amazing. Burgers, the hot dogs, the chili dogs, the drinks.
Burgers.
Sonic Blasts, the tater tots. 8 locations around town. Google Sonic San Diego. Find the location nearest you. We thank Sonic. We thank Scraby for putting together a big five every single day, and we got through 80% of your big five today, but we had one more story to get to, and I thought it was kind of an important one, so let's do that.
Sorry, I did those backwards.
No, that's fine. On today's...
Well done. No, I don't think it was, but it's okay.
Are you wanting me to set you up again?
No, we're already past it.
Just take a compliment, man.
Yeah, you did fine.
Sorry, I can't do it. On today's The Peter King Podcast, New Orleans Saints general manager Mickey Loomis, a member of the GM subcommittee, expressed his preference to push back the draft. He said, "I'd personally be in favor of delaying the draft so that we can get some of the work done that our scouts and our personnel people ordinarily do, and then just the logistics of trying to conduct the draft with not having access to your draft rooms and your offices creates a lot of logistic problems. The NFL plans to stick with its April 23rd through 25th schedule for this year's draft, despite a recommendation from the league's general manager subcommittee to Commissioner Roger Goodell yesterday. They requested it be moved back due to the coronavirus pandemic," league sources said. So, Chris.
Yes.
Should they postpone the draft?
Probably. But not for all the reasons that these guys want. I just think it's kind of, it's just misplaced at this time to be having an NFL draft with based on everything that's going on in our world right now. So that would be the reason that I would consider moving the draft back. It's scheduled for April 23rd to 25th. I can only hope that a month from right now, things have started to kind of turn a little bit and you know, head in the right direction, and then I'd be just fine with having an NFL draft. I think general managers in the National Football League, Tony, I'm sure you're going to have a good opinion on this one way or the other, but I really believe the general managers take themselves a little too seriously when it comes to the draft. And this guy, Mickey Loomis, speaking like any general manager, saying, "Man, we got to get all this work done. We got to bring everybody in for all of their physicals and all of their, we got to interview everybody and give them all of their Wonderlic tests and all of the things that our scouts and our personnel people always do. And we're not going to be able to do all of this. So it's going to be really difficult for us to draft the right guys. And it's not a fantasy draft. You don't just go out there and do this on a piece of paper. And I, like, you're some great thing." Look, everybody's going to be in the same boat. If they do have the draft on April 23rd to 25th, do the best you can. You've been scouting these guys for the last, 4 years at least? You should be able to come up with decent picks. So I don't think you should move the draft back because the general managers are upset about it. I think you should move it back just because I don't think it's time to have the draft.
Tony, what do you thought? What do you think?
I think when an ownership decides they're going to fire somebody, they're not going to care about them not having, they're not going to, here's the thing, the ownership doesn't care that there is a pandemic right now. They,
that forced you to make a draft,
that
bad
forced
draft
you
pick.
To make a bad draft pick that, and that I had to, if I'm speaking as if I'm an owner, that I had to pay this guy such and such money for. So I understand why GMs are like, "Hey, I need to do my homework first before I draft this guy, because ultimately, my job's on the line if we get it wrong." So, to me, it makes sense to move it back regardless of any of this discussion we're having. I mean, considering with, same thing Chris said, considering with all what's all going on, it should be moved back. But I don't, I'm not hating on the fact that Mickey Loomis, you know, said this about moving the draft back. And I'm sure, like Chris said, all of the GMs probably feel the same way. And yes, even though they'd all be in the same boat, I think when they're looking at it from an individual standpoint, it's like, well, this is my job, and if I don't do it right, I probably won't be back, especially in football. The draft is far more important in the sports of basketball and football than it is in any of the other sports, I think. So for that reason, I'm cool with the comments. I think they should move the draft back regardless of any of it, though.
Think about all the people that are working from home now, and I hope you guys didn't say this because I was listening to something. But think about all the people who are working at home now that are struggling to work from home and get their job done. I think it's the same thing for a general manager of the NFL. I think that if he's working at home, he's out of his element. He doesn't have his guys next to him. It's not the same feel to it.
No.
You're working out of your playroom or whatever it is, and your kid walks in during the draft. I think it's crazy.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, but
Dad,
we can't just
some
push.
Juice.
No, yeah,
son, I'm in the middle of a draft.
It's the Saints. The Saints are on the clock. Hang on, I gotta go make my kid a ham sandwich.
Yeah.
Can we pause the time for a second?
Or the kid just yells out a name and then they have to take that guy.
And they take it. And up, I say, I heard that name.
I heard that. With the overall
I think Tony makes a lot of sense. If I was a general manager, I would probably be pushing to move this thing back too. But I'm just, I don't feel for the general managers as much. I think what you said, Scraby, makes a lot of sense. All of us are struggling right now. We're all struggling to get through what we got to get through. Working from home or whatever the circumstances are for each and every one of us. So NFL general managers, if they must, then they can make do. When do you want to push this draft back until?
Until we have a little bit more information on what's going on.
No, I mean, if you're the general manager, I want to push it back also. Understand that. I just don't want to push it back to make it easier on general managers to do their job properly. To me, they ought to be able to do it.
Isn't that the same thing?
No, it is not. I'm moving it back because of what's going on in our world.
But you're moving it back, though.
All right, fine. Can I change my answer?
No.
Good. I don't want to.
Okay.
There.
Oh, is that it?
That's the big story. That was the number one story. That was the number one story. Perfect. Five today on
97.3 The Fan. Just thought I would play that for no reason.
No, I'm very glad you did. This is San Diego's number one sports talk station. And coming up next, Beto Duran will join us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. One of our favorites. I'm sure he'll have some interesting comments and thoughts on what's going on in his world of sports. As we continue towards 7 o'clock this evening, I'm Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. right over there, Matt Scraby, and the gang, the kings of the Intercom Empire, as we are the only ones left in the building. Yes, thanks, on San Diego's number one sports talk station. We are 97.3 The Fan. Let's check a little traffic with Kelly D.
5:20 on the clock, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby.
Tony Gwynn Jr., NFL general manager apologist.
You know, it's more so that you don't like the draft at all.
That's true. They could not even have the draft, and I'd be
and
that would be the best.
Less.
That would be the best answer of all. They just didn't have the darn thing.
I think if Scraby would have found a way to ask that question that didn't have the draft involved, I think your answer would have been different.
They can have the draft, just don't let me in on it. Like I don't. I'm just not interested. I'll read about it after.
Well, our draft picked on the SDCCU Fan Hotline today is Beto Duran. Beto,
oh, he's a top pick in any league.
How are you doing, man? What are you up to right now?
Beto.
Sitting in my mom's garage looking through baseball cards.
Baseball cards.
So
I love that.
For those who, I mean, nobody knows because nobody else is on my text, but Beto has been sending me baseball cards, pictures of baseball cards of Gwynn family members, and that pertaining usually my dad and my uncle. I've received some cards. Beto has a good collection going.
Got a good collection?
Yeah, so my parents are older. They're 78, so I decided through this. I'm the only single one in our family, so I just came back to the house, and basically I'm running around for them, right? And so because my parents are old Mexican parents, that they just yell at each other all the damn time, I had to go and move into the garage, right? I found this one cabinet that just had all my baseball cards from elementary. It stopped in 1990. I've been going through it. It's been sorted out. I have, I don't know how many Chris Gwynn cards. Your uncle Chris must have been one of my favorite players growing up or something, man. But I got a bunch of those. Got a lot of Tony Gwynn Sr. Jerry Curl ones with the Padre Brown.
The Jerry Curl was juicy, too.
Ooh, man. He was strong, Long Beach. Right there. That was Strong Beach.
Do you have the one where he was wearing number 53, his rookie card?
No, I don't have it, man. If I had those, I would have told Tony a long time ago, man.
Yeah, 1983 card. You got to find a 1983 Tony Gwynn Sr. card. They got a picture of him in spring training wearing number 53, I think it is. I don't think he ever liked that card very much.
I don't think my dad never really was a dude for numbers. Like, I think he gave 53 because that's what they gave him.
They gave it to
then
him.
Then he showed up at the big level and they gave him 19, and he just went with that.
And he just went with it.
Yeah, and so one that I found is your boy Prince Fielder as a you guys were what, Beloit or somewhere in the minor,
Beloit
part of it,
Beloit, okay. Wisconsin, the Snappers.
That's what it was. I found one of those of Prince Fielder. I'm like, oh man, I was wondering if you're on that same team. But we're doing what we're all doing, right? I've been doing a bunch of podcasts where I just sit by myself and talk to myself, and it's called Living the Dream. And I was that kid that found, like, I always kept my ticket stubs, so I found one of 1998. I went down to watch the Cubs and Padres. So it was Greg Bond against Sammy Sosa, and I remember. So I have all those ticket stubs I saved. So I'm just going down memory lane at the age of 41, feeling really old.
Good job, man. You know what? I can help you out on that a little bit if you want. I have a ticket stub from Dodger Stadium. If I could turn back going to turn back time way back from the 1974 World Series. Los Angeles Dodgers versus the Oakland Athletics. And it's reserved section at Dodger Stadium. You know the reserves, the same reserve section they had then that they have now, Beto.
Yeah, ticket price, demographic was different.
Ticket price, $10.
Yeah, good luck getting a ticket for $10.
Can you believe that? $10 to the World Series game. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. I should send it to you just so you could have it as part of your collection. Because
No. I like the one that I've earned.
Yeah, he didn't earn that.
I have two of them.
All the ones that I've earned. I actually, you know what, Tony? When you were playing, were there doubleheaders?
Yeah.
There were, when I used to watch baseball, if it means anything.
That's it. Yeah. Because I found a ticket stub of Yankees and Angels from 1999 that I went to Angel Stadium a Thursday. Doubleheader, a 4 and a 7 o'clock game. So I was wondering, like, what? Like, I never worked a doubleheader. So I was just wondering if you played in them, man.
Better get ready
for them. Where they were scheduled.
Beto, tell us a little bit about your podcast, man. You had some.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what you got going on that.
This is bad radio, but you know what I've noticed? People are just starved for content because we're home. So my podcast is called Living the Dream. Done it for 5 years. Tony was one of the original guests. Yep. And, I've looked at the analytics and everything, and people just want to hear stories. So I have that one. Then also have the Let's Go Ricky Rowe with Ricky Romero, where we do this one. We started doing it on YouTube before the coronavirus. We knocked out like 10 episodes. And so I've just been letting that one go and then just telling stories. But I found out some kind of way where we can do video stuff. So I want to get Tony on and you, Chris, and we're going to come on. We're going to do some stuff in the video stuff and figure things out. Cause I'm really learning how to edit a lot. And you know this, when you're talent like Chris is and Tony is and everybody else in there, we don't know how to edit.
No.
We tell the people behind the scenes to do it. I'm learning how to do this stuff now.
That was Scraby.
Scraby was
one time for our editor, Scraby.
Scraby was looking for a little plug there.
Yeah. But we don't need to know their name. But I mean, we need to know their name.
That's right. Let them remain nameless. Better Duran is with us.
Adobe audition.
Hey, you know, the Padres are down here at Petco Park, and a couple of guys are going out and taking some ground balls. We saw some pictures of Fernando Tatis Jr. doing that. Do you know if anything's going on in Dodger Stadium right now or down at the Big A or anything like that? Or is anybody doing anything up in Los Angeles right now that you know of?
Because Dodgers is still construction at the stadium, so guys can't get in there to do a lot of stuff.
Okay.
What are they doing at the stadium?
Dude, you wouldn't even recognize it. They're going to put an elevator at Dodger Stadium. I know you're probably thinking, what, that a big of a deal for a fan?
I mean, the other elevator they got is the slowest elevator on the planet.
It was. I remember that one.
No. That's the only elevator.
That's probably why.
You know that, right? That's the only elevator.
Now that you said it makes sense that it's the only elevator. I don't know if I've ever thought about it too far.
Yeah. So at Dodger Stadium, there's one elevator shaft, two elevators. And when the players are showing up or after a game, that elevator becomes one.
Yeah.
Because the players get the exclusive one where you guys – so you think you're waiting? Imagine if you're a commoner where you're waiting for that elevator. So you don't start complaining about that.
I haven't played for like 5 years though. I've been on the waiting side, the real waiting side.
Yeah. He's the real waiter now.
Well, okay, you know when you come out of the press box, that elevator that's right there, that's the one that everybody has to take up. So at Dodger Stadium, they're doing it completely. They're going to connect the outfield to the actual stadium renovations. It's going to be completely different because they had to do it one because it's an old stadium. It still looks beautiful, but it's old behind the scenes. And they had to get it ready for the All-Star game
that's
going to be
coming
up if it ever happens. So it's going to be completely different. They're going to make it modern. A lot of stuff going on. But from what I've been hearing is a lot of the guys just stayed in Arizona to work out there at their facility because they have everything there.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it. It's like it's weird. In L.A., it's weird. I don't know how it's hit in San Diego, but it's, you know, you can't go anywhere. You can't do anything.
No, it's weird. No, it's weird everywhere
here too. Yeah, for sure.
We're right with you there.
Yeah, so it's a lot of it's just weird, especially with the Lakers. You know, I had a couple of guys who got busted with, like they were still working out, so they're like, "Hey, don't come here," and then just stay away from the facility. The guys were just going on their own. Like, no, take this serious. Stay away everywhere, like the G League guys and everybody. So, and then the Lakers had two players test for coronavirus. We don't know who they were, but it's just. Everybody's like precaution, man.
By the way,
crazy.
That's amazing that the Lakers were able to keep that from ever hitting.
I know they kept
everybody.
It out.
They tried to do that in Brooklyn, and everybody figured it out.
Not everybody.
it's up to the player to release it because of HIPAA.
Oh, that's right.
So they, you know, with Rudy Gobert, the way that they came out, they're like, okay, let's take extra precaution now to make sure that it's up to the person to reveal. That's why Kevin Durant came out and said that as an awareness. So the two players that were Lakers, nobody knows who they are unless you're with the team doctor.
Beto, what do you think of the Los Angeles / Angelo State Rams new football logo?
And shout out to San Angelo State, whatever it is.
Angelo State Rams, yeah. That's what I'm going to call them until they change that thing.
Okay. When do you ever get sports fans agree on anything?
Not very often.
Right. That's such a good point.
You show them the Rams logo, nobody was agreeing. Nobody. Even Jared Goff, who came out and tweeted, oh, this is great. People were like, you already got your money. You don't have to lie anymore.
Yeah.
So supposedly the uniforms are going to be even look really nice and sharp, but the logo, I mean, you have so many people who do great graphic design in this country. Let alone.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In LA, yeah. Let alone sports fans. And like some of the memes and gifs that fans make of people, like, man, that's the best you can get. And I know they were working in conjunction with Nike, but somebody signed off on it.
Nike was working with them too, and it still looks
like
this?
Wow, I didn't know that.
In conjunction. I'm not saying Nike's the one did it, but...
Yeah, Nike's trying to distance themselves right now.
That's why we haven't heard from him on this logo at all.
Exactly. Because, you know, Nike's the first one to say, hey, we did it. We did it right.
Right. No
and,
doubt.
It was working in conjunction. Somebody approved it. But the way that the Rams did it was like, here's our big reveal. Here's this and that. And then the Kevin Demoff had already had the talking points with the media, what's going on. But nobody likes it. Like, yeah. It's not good.
It's not good.
And the Charger one, though, people are like that because they didn't look all right.
I mean, they didn't
look too much. As long as they keep the powder blue, they'll be all right.
That's what they're supposed to be doing next year, or when if there is a season, they're going to just go all powder blue, supposedly. Just do it right. Change it up.
Beto, man, we appreciate you coming on the show today. Certainly take care of those parents of yours. Take care of yourself and your fam. And
I never had so much Mexican food.
Don't be afraid to send some down our way. We enjoy some good Mexican food.
Okay, you know, there's like... You know, Mexicans always have the beans at home. I've had beans every freaking day, man. Like, all right. Quesadillas. Just go. Mix it up a little bit, lady. But she ain't listening. Well, but, yeah, you know, I got nothing to do, so I can fill 20 minutes for you. You know, I got you.
We appreciate you filling, dog. We'll catch up with you later.
Adios.
Okay, I've recovered. I'm sure everybody was very concerned. I know I was.
I was.
It was weird. You know, you drinking or... a little water or something, you swallow and kind of goes down the wrong side. And then I was coughing a little bit while Tony was talking to Beto, and I thought to myself, I'm okay. So I'm going to come back on the air. I turned my mic off for a second to try and clear my throat. Then I came back and I said, I think I'm going to be okay. As you guys heard, I gambled and I lost. As the voice clearly was not ready to return to the airwaves. But anyway, we are back now. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., 5:38 is the time. And we are just hanging out together, getting through all this stuff together the best that we can and doing everything we can do. I want to remind you all that this hour is brought to you by the San Diego County BMW Centers. Right now, you can lease a... This is a tough read, Tony, right? We've gone over this a few times.
Yes.
Right now...
Have fun.
See how I do on it. Lease a 2020 BMW X5 S-Drive 40i for $659 a month for 36 months with $4,919 due at signing. See a San Diego County BMW Center today for details or visit sdcountybmw.com.
That
snuck through that
was
one.
Was flawless.
Snuck through that one okay. I didn't know that until we talked to Beto there that the excuse me, the baseball All-Star game was scheduled for Los Angeles this year. Yeah. I hadn't quite gotten that on my calendar yet.
They might be kind of salty if they don't get that All-Star.
I mean, they're just going to move everything back. Like the US
that's
Open,
what
right?
I was trying to get you to say.
Just move everything one
move
year back.
Move it to 2021 in LA and 2022.
It's fine
no,
with me.
They're not going to do that.
Why wouldn't they do that?
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen as far as baseball coming back. This is my prediction.
Oh, my gosh.
It's my prediction. Okay?
Okay.
And if I, you know, I honestly hope I'm flat wrong. I hope I miss this by a mile. I think the first baseball game you're going to see this year, professional baseball game, is going to be the All-Star game in Los Angeles.
Ooh, this is a hot take.
That is truly how I think it's going to come back. And I think what will happen is by the time they get to the middle of June, end of June, early July, and we're able to start climbing back to some sort of normalcy, baseball's going to need, what'd they say, 3 weeks, a month to get everybody ready. All right? So while everybody's getting ready and they're doing their spring training and everybody's down in Arizona, they can open up the voting for the fans, open up the voting for the media, open up the voting for the players. You can vote for whoever you want to. You don't have any stats of this year to go by, obviously, because there haven't been any games played. But you can put on that All-Star team whoever you want on that All-Star team. And if it's a popularity contest, so be it. Let the most popular players play. And let everybody feel like they're kind of getting involved in baseball while the second spring training is ongoing. And then kick off the return of baseball with an All-Star game. I think that would be a tremendous way to start it. Right now the All-Star game is supposed to be on July 14th. Let's hope that we could make it by then and start on July 14th. But you know what? If they're able to make it sooner, I wouldn't mind pushing the All-Star game up to June 14th if you feel like you can start earlier. I just think it would be a good way to have everything come back. Anyway, we'll see what happens.
What about if, if it's popular vote, Fernando Tatis has a chance? What
Anybody
if,
has a chance.
What if they
Absolutely.
Brought back the All-Stars from last year?
I mean,
well,
Kirby then gets to go back and maybe
what
play.
What exactly is the point of the All-Star game, of starting the season with the All-Star game?
To
a
me?
Celebration.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sorry,
I cannot believe that I'm being, I cannot believe that my argument is being bolstered by Scraby here.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's just a celebration of the game, the celebration that baseball is back. And we're bringing it to you one game. Kind of an exhibition game, but all of your favorite players are playing. The Mike Trouts, the Tatises, the Bellingers, the whoever you want to play, you can vote them in. I just think it would be an interesting way to start.
I think because baseball is such a local sport mm-hmm. compared to football, and I almost feel like you would be doing the fans a disservice by not allowing to have a regular opening day with their teams in their respective cities.
Okay.
As opposed to, I mean, the idea of having having the first game be the All-Star game is a good idea. I just feel like you'd be robbing the communities that, you know.
Well, wouldn't you then, like 2 days after the All-Star game, everybody would go to their respective cities and have their opening days?
Yeah.
The problem with that, you'd still get your opening day in. I will say there's a slight bit of precedence for what I'm talking about here.
In baseball?
Yes. In 1981, when there was a strike, they played about 60 games, then the season went on strike for the middle months of summer. When baseball returned for the second half of that 1981 season, they started with an All-Star game, and then they played the second half. So it's not unbelievably impossible to think that it could happen.
Word up.
Making a prediction. I would certainly hope that we're ready to play baseball way before July 14th, but am I introing this?
You are.
Thank you. A little hungry today, both of us,
mm-hmm.
all of us. Never mind eating well today.
Mm-mm.
Today's category, top five toppings for ice cream.
Like sprinkles.
Oh my god.
Coconut flakes, if you will.
Scraby, do you want to do your own
countdown?
You sure, Scraby?
Yeah. Go ahead, Chris.
You want me to start?
Yeah, you go first.
Number five? Did you say number five?
Nope, he hasn't.
He did?
Number five.
No, he has.
Cookie dough. Just
hold your horses.
Straight up cookie dough. Just put it on my ice cream. I don't care what kind.
Hold your horses.
Why am I holding my horses? Cookie
dough is
no good.
Cookie dough is not an ice cream topping.
It is so. Have you ever gone to get frozen yogurt in your life?
I have.
All right. And you got those little pieces of cookie dough you can put right all over your yogurt or wherever you want.
You know, I don't even know why I'm fighting this.
I don't know why you're fighting it either.
Because cookie dough is actually an ice cream, not a topping.
It wasn't always an ice cream.
Let me also say that if I had cookie dough ice cream, I still wouldn't mind putting some little chunks of cookie dough on top of it.
Don't you worry about Chris Ello's top five, son.
Oh,
my top five stuff that I want on my ice cream. And number five is cookie dough.
Why don't you just buy cookie dough?
And I happen to be looking. That's chocolate chip cookie dough right there. That's the stuff that you can put on your ice cream.
Yeah, it looks like cookie dough.
Exactly.
It is cookie dough.
There's nothing wrong with that being an ice cream.
So what's the base? Vanilla?
I don't care if it's cookie dough ice cream. I like cookie dough, so I'm putting it on my ice cream.
You know what, Scraby?
How can you get buzzered on a countdown?
You know what? That's just ridiculous. Number five on my list.
I hope it's cookie dough.
Cookie dough is much higher on my list. Cherries.
Oh, yeah?
Number five.
Cherry on top?
I love cherries. And I think I've passed that down to my children because they
you
always...
You like the maraschino cherries?
I like both cherries, first of all. I like the real cherries and maraschino.
Can you tie a knot in the stem with your tongue?
Okay. That went really weird. What time was that? Okay.
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay, good.
I definitely can't, just so everybody knows.
Yeah, cherries, number five. Boom.
But not like real Bing cherries. Like maraschino ice cream cherries.
Yes, I like both cherries.
All right, so you could put some Bing cherries on
here. Not necessarily. Okay, let me rephrase. No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I like maraschino for my ice cream toppings.
Okay.
Boom.
Perfect.
Number four.
Caramel. Is that all right, Scraby?
That's that what pass I'm looking muster? For here.
Caramel, little caramel.
Caramel, caramel.
I was going to be a jerk and say
I was
going to
call it caramel, too.
It is caramel.
Some people call it caramel.
Some people.
he gets so mad at the buzzer. Look at him. He's rocking in his chair.
Taking everything I have not to come over there and wring your neck.
I'm done.
Number four for me, peanut butter cups.
But isn't that a flavor of an ice cream?
It also is a flavor of an ice cream.
Oh, well, then how can it possibly be a topping?
Are they the mini cups, or are they the crumbled up big cups?
Crumbled up big cups.
Oh, we're talking Reese's cups?
Yes.
Okay, you know the big ones?
Yes. They smash them up.
Okay, so that's not what I'm talking about.
How is that legal?
Because they have an ice cream with the mini. So they make little ones to put into the ice cream.
You and your rules are just stupid.
This is a correct rule.
They're stupid. Stupid rules.
There's no rules for this. It's our ice cream, and we can put on it what we wish.
Yeah.
Number three.
Sriracha sauce.
That is gross.
I'm out on that one.
I hate sriracha sauce. There's no way I would let it anywhere near my ice cream. Number three for me is banana. I'm waiting for the buzzer. Thank you.
Banana, huh?
Banana split. Come on. It's ice cream. Bananas. You put bananas on ice cream. It's not the only thing I mean, if I'm making something and I'm getting that involved with my dessert
right,
and that I'm cutting up bananas, it's not going to be the only thing on top of my ice cream.
Gotcha.
It's just one of the things. Bananas, I think, do go very good with ice cream. Very good.
What was that, three?
That was three.
Number three for me, cookie dough. Love cookie dough.
See?
I love cookie dough before I really started finding out that it was an actual ice cream flavor.
You know who made it up?
Wasn't it
Ben and Jerry's?
Was it Ben and Jerry's?
Ben and Jerry's made it up, man. They were the first one up with chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream. The reason I know that is because Lori and I lived in Glendale at the time, which is out near Dodger Stadium.
Yeah.
And we used to drive all the way to the Santa Monica Pier, where they had the only Ben and Jerry's ice cream store in Los Angeles County at the time. And it was about a 2.5 hour drive with traffic.
Right. It's supposed to be a 15 minute drive.
Just to get the chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream. And we would do that from time to time. Now it's obviously available all over the
place. That's a whole day plan. Like, hey, you want
to
do chocolate chip cookie dough?
What are we doing today? Chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream.
That's
day.
It.
That's our day. Yeah.
I liked it so much that, you know, the chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream just became easier. You know, you didn't have to look for cookie dough. It was just, I'll just get that. It's easy. Yeah.
It's a great idea by Ben and Jerry. God love them.
Three on my
number
list.
Number two for me is Heath Bar Crumbles.
Ooh.
Delicious.
Scraby must have liked that one.
Glad Scraby liked one, finally.
Hey, I like two.
I like a Heath. As a matter of fact, I don't really even know if I like a Heath Bar.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know that I've ever gone into a store and said, give me a Heath Bar. But if I'm having ice cream.
Give me a Heath Bar.
If I'm having ice cream, then I want those sprinkled Heath Bar crumbles on it. I just think that's the best taste you can have on top of some ice cream. Well, almost. It's only number two, but it's way up there for me.
Number two on my list, and this one is straight off of Dairy Queen, Rolos.
Rolos?
As a topping.
Whoa.
Yes.
Wow.
Whoa. Are those little, circular candies?
The little circular candies.
I didn't mean to do that.
Chris is...
Don't you... There's a reason we're on radio. And we'll stay on radio probably forevermore now.
We're starting to lose it.
The Rolos up in vanilla ice cream.
It's not appropriate, Chris. I've never heard of Rolos in ice cream.
You never... have you had the Blizzard?
The Rolo. I have, but I don't think I've ever had the Rolo Blizzard.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Interesting.
Gotta try it.
Interesting.
Gotta try it.
I told you guys, I'm a fat kid stuck in a skinny guy's body. Sometimes.
You're the best.
Sometimes he's skinny.
Number one thing on top of ice cream for me is Magic Shell.
What? Magic Shell.
Don't know what
it's
that
amazing.
Is. Huh? Wow.
He said, wow.
Well, I'd have to. It comes in a squeeze bottle.
Wow.
It's chocolate sauce. You squeeze it on the ice cream. You squeeze a ton of it on the ice cream. And then it flows over the ice cream. And then it hardens into
you
a shell.
You see these at Dairy Queen as well.
Yes, they do.
Yes.
For the dips.
I didn't know that's what it was called.
That's Magic Shell. That is number one on top of any ice cream.
Now, it's you said chocolate magic shell, because I think
I like chocolate magic shell. They do have caramel magic shell as well.
Strawberry, maybe?
Don't think they have strawberry magic shell. I don't know. I'd have to look at the magic shell
aisle
line of products, but chocolate magic shell is one of my favorite things on earth.
That is good.
It is really good. I put so much on. Let's see. Do they have? No. It looks like they have three different kinds, Scraby. They have chocolate fudge, they have caramel, and then they have chocolate magic shell. It's made by Smucker's.
Smucker's
free little plug for the Smucker's people here on their magic shell.
Smucker's makes some unbelievable toppings.
It's so cool how it looks. It just hardens on there, and then, oh, man, obviously the chocolate. Chocolate sauce has got to be on the list, but that's kind of how I'm putting chocolate sauce on my list.
I got you.
Okay.
This is number one?
Yeah.
Number one on my list is apple filling.
Apple filling. I think, you know, Tony Gwynn Jr. is a great guy. Scraby, you are a bah humbug guy.
What?
Everything that he's come up with has been right along the lines of what I came up
right.
with, and you didn't like.
Mm-hmm. How do you explain yourself, Scraby?
I think you ought to really give us your list of stuff, Scraby. I mean, what is your list if you don't have apple pie filling and stuff like that on it?
Oh, he just popped his fingers on us to tell us his little five.
First off, you have to go with some gummy bears. That's number five.
Okay.
This is off the top of my head. Number four, I'm going to go with the mini Oreos that are crushed.
Yeah.
Not bad.
What?
Not an Oreo guy.
Number three, I'm going to go with Hershey Kisses.
Hershey Kisses?
Like crumpled up Hershey Kisses.
No okay. response.
Zero.
Number two, I'm going to go with Magic Shell. I love Magic Shell.
All right. Well, I have to like that one.
You do.
I don't have a
and
choice.
And number one, I don't know. Can't choose.
You know,
this is your
cherry.
Number one choice. And
I'm
going to
go with,
no,
actually, no. Oh, wait. Hold on, everybody. It just popped in my head. Whipped cream.
Yeah, whipped cream.
Not whipped cream. Good.
Okay. You know, it didn't make any of our lists. Nuts.
I hate
kind.
Nuts.
Oh, you hate nuts.
Hate them.
Hate nuts.
Hate nuts or anything to do
How
with
How about at
ice
the ballpark?
Cream. Nope.
No peanuts,
peanuts
for you?
Nope.
Cashews just for fun to reach in and
like
grab
cashews,
a handful somewhere?
I like almonds.
Oh, okay. But the regular peanut thing doesn't work for you. On my ice cream,
no bueno.
You're not allergic to nuts. You
nope.
just don't care for them.
Just not a fan.
You know what didn't make it also, Scraby? Your beloved sprinkles. Nobody chose sprinkles.
Sprinkles are worthless, really.
They are kind of worthless.
They have
you
a
have
taste?
To have 8 million sprinkles to get the taste.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
If you want a sugary taste.
If you want a chocolate taste, dump magic shell all over your ice cream. Believe me, you will get plenty of chocolate taste. Don't waste it with sprinkles.
I do love magic shell. It's really good.
It is.
I don't know that
M&M's weren't on there. We didn't say those.
No,
the minis? Those are pretty good. Actually, I'm replacing gummy bears with M&M minis. That was my number five.
You can replace gummy bears as far as I'm concerned.
Gummy bears
I've never been a gummy
sometimes.
Bear.
What is the point of gummy bears in ice cream?
I've never been
I
a gummy
love
bear.
Gummy bears. You are a big time gummy bear
I love
bear
gummy
guy.
Bears. Not in my ice cream.
Well, because they get frozen.
They get they're hard. They're like, what's the point?
I like to just, never mind.
Yeah. You know, for all the trash you talked about, Chris's list, his list was 10 times better than yours.
I got put on the spot.
Mm. That's what you're going with?
Yeah.
Okay.
Crisello, delicious. Tony Gwynn Jr., delicious. Scraby,
womp
little
womp.
Off the chart. Coming back with a happy hour. Gwynn and Chris, 97.3. The Fan!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.